Our word for Lake Washington was Hacho, which means lake. And the word for Lake Union is Hachacho. And what we're doing is we're reduplicating the first consonant and the first vowel, ah, of Hacho. We're going Ha, Hacho. And when you do that, it refers to a linguistic concept called a diminutive. So a diminutive then means that we're talking about a little lake. And so Hachacho is a word for Lake Union. So the people that lived on Lake Union were called Hachachoabj, people of Little Lake. Remember that the life of the people was on the water. Life existed around the water. And there were three subcultures within Lushootse culture. There was the Hualchabj. The Hualchabj lived on the salt water. Then there was the Stolaguabj. They lived on the rivers. And the Hualchabj means saltwater people. Stolaguabj means river people. And then from Stolak. Yeah. And Hulch is saltwater. So Hualchabj, Abj is people of. So Hulch is saltwater, people of, Abj. Stolak or Stolaguabj is people of the river. And then Hacho was a word for lake, or Tsalas in other dialects of Lushootse, Tsalas. But in this area, it was a Hacho. So Hacho Abj is people of the lakes. And when I talk about three subcultures, the important things to remember is that when you lived on the salt water, you had a totally different food, not totally different, but you had different foods that you ate. You had different canoes you used. You had similar but different interactions from people. You were connected to the whole world through the salt water versus the river, where you are kind of protected by the boundaries of the mountains of the river. And that the main form of transportation by water again, so your interaction with most people just occurred along a river, and you used river canoes. You didn't use ocean-going canoes. You could paddle going downriver, but most of the time you used a pole for pushing your canoe up the river and down the river. And you had a canoe that was made for going over rocks and logs and so on. So you had a totally, not totally, but you had some differences there between the salt water and the river. The people in Lake Union then had a whole different set of how they fished, different types of foods than you'd find on the river. They could use different canoes. They were more protected from the waves than on the ocean or salt water. So the bows and sterns didn't have to be as high. On a calm day, they could use a river canoe, although it wouldn't have been effective on the lake, but they could, and so on. So it's important that, you know, now that we're talking about Lake Union and how the culture was different, and they, like the river people, were more isolated than the people on the salt water. The people look at the world as a living organism. So if you looked at the land as the body and the rivers as the blood of the land type thing, and the headwaters is kind of the head of the body and so on, the headwaters of rivers and creeks and so on. So it's very interesting that there's a strong, in Lushootse, there's a strong connection between body and land, life and land, so that you look at the land as a living organism and how you treat it with respect. And that in this culture, the way I was taught, we are not caretakers of the land, we are children of the land. That we treat the land like we would treat our mother, with honor and respect. And we don't pollute her, we don't mistreat her, we don't abuse her, and so on and so on. We treat her just like we would our mother, gently, kindly, with great honor and respect. We don't take more from the land than we need. We only take what we need.